Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation here on Coffee and Capitalism, where we bring you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to small business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, idea, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balance in work and family life, all while prioritizing your time. It's a place where we just like to live life and make money while learning the ethical responsibility of being part of a community. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Jared Whipp with Boss Solutions. Their EnviroTech is driving the innovation there for separating liquids and solids. And then we travel down to Corpus Christi, Texas. Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, gives us an overview of some of the major billions and billions of dollars of activity of major, major projects happening down there. That might be driving a regional, if not national, economy, at least putting a dent in there. Stephen Tidwell, a little later on in the program, talking about his innovative product on ways to separate hydrocarbons. And then our Kids in Capitalism segment, multimedia gidgepreneur Otis, sits down with Tyler Mansk with DACNO Gaming. They had a tournament. Otis gets the lowdown. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, Jared Whipp with Boss Solutions.
Jared Whipp, Boss Solutions, District Manager.
All right, let's start off by describing what it is Boss Solution does.
We're a liquids and solid separation company. We're environmentally friendly. Our system is designed for closed loop water recovery to minimize the impact to the environment. At the end of the day, my team and myself, we're local to the community, and we want to have a small impact from the environmental side. So we do liquids and solid separation, as I stated. So we're on the active big rigs as well, anywhere from municipalities to drilling rigs to offshore rigs. So we are local to the Mandan community here. We relocate employees into the community. We give back to the citizens and in the area here as well. That's about what Boss Solutions has to offer to the industry.
So a question I like to ask some people, because the oil and gas industry is pretty diverse, and also it's pretty specific. Who is your exact customer?
So currently in North Dakota, we have 32% market share, and our biggest customers are your Marathons, your ConocoPhillips, Whiting, Slauson, Lime Rock, Rim Rock. So the operators themselves are our direct customers.
Okay, great. And then talk to me a little bit about the technology behind this. You know, when we start talking about some of the solutions, of course, I start thinking of proprietary solution products. I think of that innovation.
I don't know if it's gone into other areas or not, but talk to me about some of the technology and innovation within your part of the oil and gas industry.
That's a great question. So currently we're faced with new operators in the industry that are drilling 5-6 day wells. You're stuffing the same amount of volume into this equipment in a lot less days. For an example, we just did a 5.3 day well with one of our customers. Our equipment was able to keep up with the technology that we're trying to stay ahead of the game. So we do have some proprietary information out there for ourselves to protect us from competitors as well, obviously. But obviously we're doing a decent job with that to be able to keep up with as fast as these drilling rigs are drilling. So we're a huge part of the success of the operators in the Bakken.
I know you mentioned something about the separation of the different hydrocarbons at the end of the day, I guess is what it would be. I see clean reusable water on one of your marketing signs here. I wanted to ask you about the recycling of water and just the use of water overall. That is that comes back and forth as a topic of, when it comes to oil and gas development.
That's another great question. So with our equipment, you're able to, again, recycle the fluid, whereas in the past, you'd have to dispose of it, which means more trucks on the road, more environmental hazard risk on the roads here in the Bakken. So our system has the capability of keep recycling, reusing the same fluid. You know, for an example, in the lateral sections here in North Dakota, we have customers that reuse the same fluid 4, 5, 6 different pads at a time. So that's a huge advantage at the end of the day for the operators, for the citizens of North Dakota, for the environment. It's a win for everyone. So,
all right, now talk to me a little bit about I don't know if EPA is the right word or some of the state regulators. Sometimes the companies, that's all they deal with, and then sometimes they never see them. So do you guys have any sort of back and forth relationship with them, or are you kind of like you're there so they never see them?
Yeah, so Boss Solutions, our capabilities we offer our customers, we don't see them very often. It's something that, you know, the state comes onto the rigs themselves and makes sure that everybody's in compliance. So it's something where our technology, it's, for lack of better terms, they leave us alone because we have that advantage over our competitors. So
sounds like a nice trusted company. So, okay. Talk to me a little bit about what your guys' next steps are. I mean, are you guys, you said 32% of the Bakken. You know, there's the DJ and there's the Permian and some of the other things. Talk about, you know, next steps or if you guys are another shale place.
Yes, sir. So we're currently on 123 active job sites across the United States and Canada. We have 53 job drilling rigs in Permian. I'd like to say 11 in PA area, the Utica, as well as Canada. So out of North Dakota, I oversee Alaska as well. I'll be starting an offshore project here June 1st, as well as a project with a small independent company in Alaska to try to get natural gas to the community for the Alaska folks to heat their houses here in the winter. So we have a lot of things going, and we have a huge future ahead of us to keep giving back to at the end of the day, to the environment, to the citizens, wherever we work, to keep things safe, environmentally friendly, and be there for cost savings for our customers.
I'd like to give guests a final word, so that way there's no framing of the question by me. So if you want to reiterate something, bring up something new, or whatever the heck it might be, so the floor is yours.
At this time, I just appreciate you coming here and exposing Boss Solutions and being proud part of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We are actively hiring, so look us up on boss-solutions.com careers. We currently have openings for field technicians as well as field supervisors from here to Wyoming, across the United States. So please look us up, and we'd be happy to speak with you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jared Whip with Boss Solutions, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. June 15th. Save the date. That's June 15th. The Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's June 15th. Be sure to save the date today, and we'll see you June 15th at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Ian Vasey with the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation.
You know, we started, I was talking earlier about our business retention visits. One of the topics comes up with a lot of the folks in the energy sector. In fact, I was meeting with a plant manager a couple of weeks ago, and he told me that 50% of his workforce could be eligible to retire in the next 5 years. Not saying they all will, but they're reaching an age where the folks are being able to pull the parachute if they want to do that, go into retirement. Now, I think some of it is there was a lost generation, if you will, when oil prices crashed in the late 80s and early 90s. It wasn't a real healthy industry for folks going into the field. So people in there's kind of that lost generation between, say, 40 and 55 years old right now. So those are the folks who would be coming into the very senior positions, and they're just not there in any great numbers. Now, one of the things we are seeing and we are working with right now is our process technology program, and it's typically an associate's degree level. So before you get into a plant and before you go and being able to operate one of these major energy plants, you need this kind of the how a system works, being able to understand gauges and safety and all the rest of those pieces. There are kids that are coming out of the associate's degree in process technology at 20, 21 years of age, and they're coming out with making $80,000 a year plus overtime. Now, within 2 years, the majority of those kids are making $100,000 or greater. We're moving right now. We have a kind of an incentive program and an economic development fund. And we're moving, our corporation is going to be, with the city of Corpus Christi, moving $2.4 million into Del Mar College, which is our community college, and we're going to be doubling the size of our process technology program just to be able to to keep up with the demand for job creation. And there's a lot of kids that are, we have to kind of, you know, almost as a society, we need to get to intervene as low as, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade, and being able to talk to those the kids and say, look, if you're working in the energy sector or a trade or look at welding or instrumentation or electrician or things like that, you'll make a great living. And, you know, kind of on the wider economic development front, as an entire profession, you know, for the last 50 years, we've been telling all the parents you need a four-year, your kid needs a four-year bachelor's degree in order to achieve a middle-class lifestyle, and that's really not the case anymore. We really need to be looking at driving those kids into professions that are on the more technical side, the STEM fields, if you will, and or the engineering fields, and those are the kids who are going to make a great living. And the trades, plumbers, electricians, pipe fitters, carpenters, scaffolding people, things like that. Those are the kids who are going to make a fortune going forward. And I mean, and not just that, one of the other things we're doing as well is we're adding civil and industrial engineering programs here at the university in Corpus Christi. So we're really focused on those technical fields, because every single conversation I have with either a prospective company or an existing company that's here comes down to workforce and the availability of trained, skilled, and willing labor. So that's top of the list on anybody's conversations.
You know, I've seen that the workforce has changed so much that a lot of I just joke that the days of slinging chains are over. You know, that's just kind of, yeah, you don't see that anymore. And then, of course, I hear some of the guys that, you know, they might have their venting sessions and some examples of how some of the younger workforce just doesn't get it like the old workforce, and vice versa. You know, I mean, to me, that's just the way it goes. But
actually, I'll tell you, Jason, one of the things we have a program down here called the Craft Craft Training Center. It's run by a guy called Dr. Mike Sandrucci. Mike has he's a former school superintendent, but now he runs this kind of trade school, if you will. It's a model that everywhere else in the country should be looking at. But one of the things Mike does is they do drug testing on every student and every member of faculty. They teach soft skills, how to show up on time, how to have a handshake, how to dress appropriately for the field that you're in, how to do all of those pieces. And his success rate, the kids that are coming out of this program, I think he told me it's like 100%, it's either 100% or close to 100% placement rate for the kids that are coming out of this system. And if you get a certificate in welding or, you know, operating a crane or safety or some of these things, these kids are all getting jobs because they're trained not just on the soft skills, but also the hard skills as well. And it's something that's really kind of very useful.
I agree. In fact, that's where I was kind of going down that path of where, to me, it seems like no matter which side I'm hearing it from, there's a central theme, and that theme has to go with if we can educate them at a younger age to understand not how, you know, to do a job and that sort of thing, because the training's different. What we're talking about is having an understanding of what hard work means. Because, and the way that I always found the best way to describe that is when you look at a corporation cannot move quickly. They are designed to be the steamroller that just keeps rolling and moving ahead because yep. they got shareholders and they've got things that they need to do, but they rely on small business. Why do you think 80% of America is small business? Because we need innovators and quick and nimble people out there and yada, yada. And to me, it seems like there's a personality happening where we forgot to tell them about sometimes you need to think on your feet, and you can't right. just wait for, you know, the fill in the blanks to happen, and especially in the energy industry, because you have to think on your feet quick a lot of times.
But you also need to be able to follow instructions.
Yes.
Safety manuals.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that we're really hearing out a lot of the industrial folks is they like to hire, you know, veterans coming out, you know, guys that have come out of the Army or Navy 4 or 5 years, 6 years in the military. And, you know, these kids are in their, you know, low, early, mid-20s. But the reason why they like to hire a lot of veterans is these kids know how to handle safety. They know how to handle instruction. They're not afraid of hard work. And that's one of the fields that we're really, you know, it's a lot of the big energy companies almost prefer some of the kids coming out of the military versus some of the kids coming out of some of the colleges with a, you know, a bachelor's degree in media studies or something, you know. And so we're starting to see a lot of that activity. You know, the other thing we're starting to see here is a lot of folks moving from the upper Midwest that were in the energy sector up north, North Dakota, South Dakota, you're part of the world. And they're tired of the snow and tired of the, you know, kind of getting up in the dark and things like that. And they're coming down here. And, you know, when you and I were just saying, you got a couple of feet of snow on the ground in your part of the world. I'm looking out at 80 something degrees right now and it's sunny. Not to rub it in or anything, but we're starting to see a lot of activity and a lot of folks coming from other parts of the world down here.
Well, I know across the state they have a big push for quality of life because I think that they're recognizing a lot of those realities, even though they don't want to admit it. But people will go where the money is. But if the money ain't there or it's just as good somewhere else,
right?
North Dakota is not in the top of anyone's list. I mean, it was a butt of jokes for a long, long time. And I get that they kind of overcompensated with their – with the last few years when the Bakken was doing well with $100 oil. But at the end of the day, 70% of the drilling activity over the next 20 years is going to come out of the Permian. That's what they're all projecting.
Yeah. You look at what Apache, which is one of the drilling companies, said a couple of years ago. They basically, under everybody's noses, they managed to, and nobody saw this coming until they announced it, but was they something like leased rights to like 1 million acres in Wolfcamp area, Alpine Highlands. And they're talking about the amount of energy that's stored in those reserves being something like as large as Saudi Arabia for the next 100 years. And I mean, you sit there and you think about that and you think, you know, anybody who was projecting, you know, peak oil 15 years ago missed the boat by a long shot, you know.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ian Vasey with the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
With the people that
music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together, or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Steve Tidwell with Tidwell Industries.
Yes, that's right. It is a new product, although we've been in business 15 years. Like I said, we originally started off to be on a local level, so we stayed under the radar. We learned how to grow a business. We learned how to become businessmen. So, you know, we kind of took some time off the clock for two farmers to learn how to run the business, learn how to use a product of this magnitude. But yes, we are spearheading the industry right now. And that's not just talk, that's not just reputation, that's actual experience. We've been working for some of the top companies, and they still use us 15 years later because of the fact that we saved them money on their costs. There's a whole lot of other benefits that come along with it, such as, you know, taking away the appearance of the spill so that there's nothing there to see. It doesn't cause a whole lot of attraction. So, you know, we're kind of a comfortability measure to the customer. But, yeah, definitely leading the market, and in my opinion, by far, in the last 15 years that I've been here and seeing other products, there's some great products out there. But, you know, I'm happy that I have a product that literally blows them out the water as far as the technology is concerned for this time.
Sticking on environmental and technology, or environmental tech, energy tech was a word they used several years ago as well, but then they found out that the new technology was so environmental friendly, and they kind of hybrided those in there. And that is very important when we're talking about remediation, we're talking about cleanup, reclamation, whatever the word is we want to use, and we're going to use remediation for this. Well, first off, on-site, are you doing on-site? We'll get into the technology part in just a second here, but do you guys do on-site too?
Yes, that's actually problem number two in the top three that I have for remediation industry. It's typically called, or how we use the term, it's in situ remediation. which is going to be on-site remediation. And that's the process of turning a contaminated spill into a non-hazardous material or deeming it clean to be able to pass the EPA test and actually leave it on-site without having to transport hazardous materials and dump them to another location where they're actually still liable for that oil for the next 25 years. So in-situ remediation, the most common, there's several types of products out there, but the most common, the one that people are going to recognize the most, is going to be a microbial. This is a bug that is instituted into a liquid, which is then dispersed out over an area of contaminated soils or contaminated material. Now, the idea is that these microbes, which are living organisms, they will actually go to the hydrocarbon, find the hydrocarbon, eat it, and digest it out into an inert compound. Now, that, to me, that's amazing in itself, that man was able to take a living organism, inject it into a fluid, and then have that organism there find a hydrocarbon, digest it out into an inert compound. That's, to me, that's amazing. I still find it amazing to this day. But, you know, they're just, that was good for that time. That was great technology for that time. But now, you know, we do have something better in the market. Now, one of the problems for microbial use is, number one, it's a living organism. So you have to keep that living organism alive. So a lot of times if the pH level in the soil is really high, it's going to kill those bugs. And you've wasted a lot of money distributing that microbial on this contaminated site, plus the labor cost that goes involved. And they're going to have to make another shot at it. So there's a chance it may not even work. But if it is working, it still has to be maintenance. It has to be tilled and sprayed, aerated. A lot of man hours go into it. A lot of heavy equipment use come into it in some cases. But the labor costs go up really high. Even though the cost per gallon of the microbial is probably cheaper, where they actually make their money is going to be in the actual labor. So then we get right back into problem number one, which is cost. So we're driving up the cost to the customer who on a daily basis is trying to find out ways to save money without jeopardizing the quality of work. So that's been a big problem. You can't really be comfortable, or the customer, the oil field companies can't really be comfortable enough to go to a microbial for their remediation needs. Because like I said, there's opportunities that may not work. You got contaminated soil that's left on site for long periods of time, where you can run into state fines and it's going to be displayed for everybody to see. So that's another big problem is with the in-situ remediation. So you have the opportunity to dig and haul, and then you have this other opportunity of in-situ remediation. And because of the unstableness of in-situ technology right now, the main thing that people go with is going to be a dig and haul, which is the most expensive thing, but it's the safest, at least as it refers to doing dig and haul versus using a microbial product.
And you said dig and haul, right? Like dig and haul?
Yes. Dig the material up and haul it off to a hazardous landfill.
Okay. A few things I wanted to mention, that whether it's Latshaw Drilling out of Texas, James Latshaw, who's got a lot of down in, I think, the Permian and the Eagle Ford down there, or Harold Hamm, of course, out of Continental Resources, they love talking about remediation and bringing the land back better than when they got there. And they take a lot of pride, and other oil companies, too, take a lot of pride in that, trying to leave it better than when they got there. And then, of course, the EPA and some other regulations came in, and then it wasn't as fun anymore, I guess, because there's so much accountability and everything else involved. That's just red tape. That's just nature of the beast. How was your relationship with some of the regulators and that sort of thing? A lot of times in oil and gas, it's a friend or foe situation, but I see somebody like you coming in as almost like a moderator and almost like a savior in a lot of times for these oil and gas companies who might be in over their head with a spill or something along those lines. Very long-winded
way to ask. How is the regulation aspect, the EPA aspect, and your relationship with all of that taken into play here?
Yeah, so the one of the most common issues is bringing a new product into the market. Anybody that's ever had a product, especially one that stands out so much, if you're trying to bring it into the industry, in such a big industry such as the oil and gas industry, it becomes it's strenuous, and it takes a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience, a lot of working to be able to get to the point where you can talk with the environmental people that way that they have the knowledge they need, because they have certain regulations and stipulations that they have to go by. And then you have, with your technology, you know what you can do and what you can't do. So it's really educating. That's what we've been doing for the last 15 years, is really educating the environmental aspect of what we do. And which is, you know, we got to have those regulations in place. If you don't, people will get carried away. And you know, we actually enjoy that regulation being.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Tidwell with Tidwell Industries, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. If you want to know more about Coffee and Capitalism Radio or other programs here at the Crude Life Media Network, check out thecrudelife.com and click on Programs. And be sure to check out our social media page. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You got your mind blown. Mind blown, your mind blown. I'll show you something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your mind blown. And that's all you need to know.
Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly, like you have plans. Save the world. Just remember your task will only last if you don't take off your mask. When the outside's chilly, the inside is warm. You've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Something that's never been shown.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
June 15th, save the date. That's June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's June 15th. Be sure to save the date today, and we'll see you June 15th at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we're going to hand the baton off to multimedia kidtrepreneur Otis with his Kids and Capitalism KidCast. He sits down with Tyler Jamal Mansk with Dacno Gaming.
Hello, my name is Otis with Kids and Capitalism at Danko Gaming Esports Day, and today I'm with Tyler, the organizer of this whole thing.
Hi, great to be here.
Yeah, so we're going to ask him some questions. Do you work or own a company? Tyler?
Yes, I actually work for a local media company in town. That's kind of my job here as the Dacno Gaming organizer. I'm a multimedia sales consultant with the Grand Forks Herald, so I do a lot of media marketing kind of stuff, getting the word out about things.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right. What was your first job, and how old were you when you got it?
My first job was fast food. I worked at a business called the Dakota Drive-In in Hankinson, North Dakota. I actually started when I was 13, but we can't tell anybody that because you're supposed to be 14 to have a job. So, but I was really excited to work.
Right?
It's 14.
Really?
Yeah, it's 14. You can get a job when you're 14. So you better get ready.
All right.
Yeah.
What is your favorite video game?
Final Fantasy VII, for sure. That game was my first introduction. I was at the age where I was just starting to understand more complex storylines, and I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody, but when Aerith dies, that was a big moment for me as a kid. That was the first time a video game made me cry, and that was a big moment. Oh, sorry about that, man. Sorry, it's only been out since 1999.
Yeah. Any advice for young entrepreneurs?
Yes, lots of advice for young entrepreneurs, especially in Grand Forks, North Dakota. There is so much support out there. You don't have to do it alone. We are hosting Dacno Gaming Esports Day at 701 Communication or 701 Co-working Space downtown in Grand Forks here. This is a space designed for young entrepreneurs to start their own business without having to worry about going into debt. You can rent this space without buying a brick and mortar store. It's got the gigabit internet speed, all these other things. There's so much grant funding out there from like the Grand Forks Region Economic Development Association. There's the EDC. There's so many great places that are willing to help you pursue your dreams and keep you from going under. So that's something that I would highly, highly recommend. And while I don't own a business, I plan to in the future, and Grand Forks especially is a really good community to do that in. It fosters in that community.
Well, I think that concludes our interview with Tyler. Thanks,
Otis, man. It was great to see you.
Being the interview, bro.
Yeah.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tyler Mansk or other Kids in Capitalism features, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. And also at Kids in Capitalism, there's more information on multimedia kidtrepreneur Otis. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
There's no breaks in the peace. It's just you and me, baby, singing it like we did in the good old days. Yeah, we're singing it like they did in the good old days, because we're back to the way.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Because we're back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. Back.
have known Eric Hatch, the legend Eric Hatch, since high school, back in 1998, 1999, and it was fascinating to me. Just the other day, I had the good fortune to be out at one of Hatch Coaching's events. And, of course, Eric had brought real estate moguls in from all over the country, and they were learning his system, you know, learning the playbook. And I got to share with the audience members the Eric Hatch that you see today, you know, real estate giant, you know, just doing great things in the community, just doing his thing, is the same Eric Hatch that I knew 20 years ago, mm-hmm. you know? And it's just now that he found this real estate vehicle to be able to make an impact to people's lives. I think, tell me if I'm right, one of his slogans or one of his taglines is we help people, we just happen to sell houses.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think that's exactly the wording, but that's the idea.
We're in the business of helping people.
Yes.
We just happen to sell houses.
There you go. Thank you. And that's him to a T. Eric has always made an impact in people's lives. I got to know him while we were in a high school volunteer service organization called Key Club. It's the youth branch of Kiwanis. And so I met Eric as a 17, 18-year-old kid at Fargo North High School in Fargo, North Dakota. And he was making an impact in the lives of people all over the globe through his service. Now he does it, you know, in the real estate game. So it doesn't surprise me to see his soaring success.
I'm glad to hear you're at his event. I've often said that Eric Hatch has reinvented real estate, and he's completely changed the business model. And you're nodding your head, so talk to me a little bit about what you've observed with his approach to business like that.
You know, I don't know the first thing about real estate. But I know that he is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. Because to see his success, where he's gone in a relatively short amount of time, he's reinventing the way people look at the people model and putting people in their strength zone with buyer's agents, with seller's agents, you know, with showing partners that I think is an entirely new thing to the industry that I think everybody else now is just trying to catch up, saying, oh my goodness, how did he do it? And let's see if we can duplicate that. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, when I jump over the candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market, or you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.